Santa Maria della Piazza. Along with the cathedral, this is the most interesting religious building in the city, both because of its wealth of art and the important historical role that it played over the centuries. The current Romanesque church was built in the early decades of the 13th century over a pre-existing church. It was originally called Santa Maria del Canito, canebrake, because it was located in a marshy area. The church was later named Santa Maria del Mercato because in the Middle Ages the market square stood in front of the church. Near the front door, there was even the customs house, the Agivel door still exists, and the city's public pier. The facade is somewhat unusual and the marble is quite shiny. It is divided into three parts, with the upper section being incomplete. The lower section is covered in precious Dalmatian marble and it is completely covered by four levels of small stone arches with some decorative additions. Note the person praying, in the center, in Byzantine style, the bust of the Archangel Gabriel on the left and the series of maiolica basins. The sides of the church are adorned with pilaster strips and bands of small arches with narrow single light windows. On the right the side a 13th century Gothic portal with a bas relief in the lunette. Bands of arches also cover the apse, where there are other maiolica basins. The entrance is a large, splayed portal in Apulian style framed by a richly decorated frieze. The interior, simple and austere as was the Romanesque tradition, has a nave and twin aisles divided by octagonal pillars and a trussed roof. A few stairs lead to the presbytery, raised in 1233, and end at the high apse with a wooden 16th century crucifix. Through the floor, covered with crystal sheets, you can see glimpses of the ruins of the early Christian church. The crypt conserves the remnants frescoes from the 8th and 9th centuries and floor mosaics from the 4th and the 6th centuries. The bell tower had a strategic function, since it was saddled against the fortification that was connected to the hill behind it. The portal is embellished with ornaments and stands out for the fine combination of small arcades and pillars. The restoration work in 1980 brought to light the remains of the pre-existing basilica as well as the ruins of Greek walls dating back to the 4th century BC.